Hollywood-style manhunt has gripped the city of Los Angeles, except that it's real. Christopher Dorner, a former LAPD officer wanted for the murder of three people, including the daughter of a former LAPD captain, has been at large for more than 4 days. Yesterday, a Lowe's home improvement big box store was cleared and searched because of a possible sighting of Dorner on a security video. Dorner's picture is everywhere. His incoherent manifesto posted online is being discussed by terrorized citizens of L.A. over coffee in the workplace, as hourly reports describe him as at large, armed, and extremely dangerous. A $1 million reward has been announced for the help in his capture. Joining us now is Ian Lovett, reporter for The New York Times in Los Angeles. How much has this gripped the city, Ian?
Hi, John. It is the main topic of conversation out here. People have been discussing this since last Thursday, when the police announced that Mr. Dorner was at large and wanted in connection with at least three killings. And so there, people are talking about it a lot, obviously, and there's a lot of fear for a lot of people across all of Southern California, not just Los Angeles.
In his manifesto, is there any sense that he wants to go out with a bang here or just wants to get away? And is the LAPD making this a point of honor because it seems to be one of their own gone wild here?
Well, there's definitely a sense that he wants to go out with a bang. I mean, he has issued very direct threats to law enforcement, and he said things in the manifesto that suggest he's prepared to die himself in this effort. So obviously, you know, the LAPD is very concerned, and I don't think they're necessarily taking it more personally because he was a former officer, but they certainly are taking it very personally because he's targeting law enforcement. One of the people who was killed was the daughter of a former LAPD police captain, and another was a Riverside police officer in Riverside, California, east of here. So there's great concern, and Charlie Beck, the police chief here, spoke very emotionally yesterday at a press conference about officers fearing for the safety of their families, not even just their own safety.
And there are family members of the LAPD who are being watched. There's some sort of protective custody idea. I mean, on a scale like this, there's no way to actually implement that. And the two of the people who were killed, there was some specificity to the targets here. One was ambushed, and the other, any sort of indication why these particular individuals?
Yes, he named a number of people, many of them connected with the Los Angeles Police Department, in this manifesto that he posted online. The first person who was killed was, again, the daughter of this police captain, who was involved in a hearing that led to his firing back in 2008 and ended in 2009. So that was definitely a specific target who he stalked and killed.
Right.
Authorities say the other law enforcement who has been targeted. There was the ambushed two Riverside police officers, and one was killed and the other was injured. There's not necessarily an indication that they were personally targeted, but he has issued a threat basically to all law enforcement in the entire region.
This firing took place years ago. Any idea what triggered what's happened in the last few days?
That's not really clear. Yesterday, the mayor, Antonio Villaraigosa, said that he may have been planning this since as far back as 2009, which is when his firing finally went through. He also sued the LAPD for wrongful termination, and he lost that at trial and then appealed and lost again at the appeal court. But that happened in 2011, so it's really not clear why this happened in the last week.
A lot of mystery in Los Angeles, and certainly people on edge. Ian Lovett, reporter for The New York Times, based in L.A. Thanks so much.
Thank you, John.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.